Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Wilhelmina Show. This is episode 1, and today's date is July 13th, 2020. Welcome back. I'm Wilhelmina Williams, and today's episode will cover and hopefully answer the question, do you want to be named home? If so, then it's time for you to step out in faith. So before we begin, I want to remind you that God knows your thoughts and the plans he has for your life. But the question remains, do we believe God? The book of John teaches us that well, I want to say hello, and I'm having a little difficulty, but stick with me for I could just get a little sound check. Can you hear me? Echo. Okay. Just a minute. Can you hear me now? Okay. I want to say thank you so much for joining me today. I really, okay, thank you. Oh, please, thank you for your patience, and thank you for being so kind as to let me know that I'm coming through. Yeah, I'm coming through 100%, someone just said. I want to thank you for that. This has really been an awesome, an awesome year. And even as we're entering into into the seventh and moving into the eighth month, it is really amazing what God has done in regarding our events, our lives, our situations, and our circumstances. And, you know, I have really been focusing a lot on relationships because, as I have said before, relationships, we can't live without them. It's totally impossible to live without relationships. And from the very time that we're born, we begin to develop relationships. It's an amazing time for us to really start examining relationships, where we are, where we need to go. And as I've said before, when we begin to talk about relationships, it's not just looking for what's going wrong or what went wrong and kind of pushing people to the side. That's really not what it's about. It's really perhaps about maybe we need to tighten up our relationship, first of all, with God. And then as we do that, it's like a smoothie. It's like coffee and cream. Once we begin to tighten up our relationship with God, our relationship with ourselves, it begins to get better and better. So I really, really want to encourage you to begin to work on your relationship, even on a deeper level, your family, your friends, your community, because once we begin to work on these relationships, this will begin to develop and make the world a better place. And that those relationships, sometimes it requires a lot. It really does. But I want you to know that it's definitely worth it. Whatever it is that you need to put into your relationships, I want to say it again, it's worth it. You won't regret it, because these relationships is really what helps us to gain courage. It helps us to build capacity. Capacity to do what? In order to grow. It helps us to look further beyond sometimes only our own personal issues, but we begin to take on our community issues as our own. And some of my listeners now, you're involved in politics. Some of you are, I mean, even on the local level, could be your city council, could be on the state level, could be even on the national level. But as we begin to develop these relationships, it becomes amazing what begins to happen, not just in our life, our family, our friends, as I stated, but our community and ultimately the world. You know, I had the opportunity to just get a bird's eye view. Yeah, a bird's eye view of, you're going to be surprised when I say this. Some of my listeners will be surprised. I really had an opportunity to get a bird's eye view of Moses and Jethro. Jethro was Moses' father-in-law. Yeah, I'm talking about the biblical character Moses and his father-in-law Jethro, who was a priest. Yeah, he was a priest that lived in Midian. And as I began to get a bird's eye view into their life, I was just amazed. I'm serious. I was amazed at how this was a great pattern for relationships. And one of the things that I noticed about their relationship was that this father-in-law, he enhanced Moses' life. He did. He added so much to Moses' life. He employed Moses. Moses became a shepherd working for Jethro, his father-in-law. And Moses' daughter, he gave Moses a beautiful wife, and she gave him two beautiful sons. And I talked about this a little bit on yesterday. But what I want to say and what I want to emphasize is this. It's a beautiful pattern of what a relationship can be like. Because this relationship had some of the most potent components. It had trust, respect, honestly. They understood boundaries. They respected each other's personhood and each other's personality. Because when we get in a relationship, it should be, and this bears repeating, a relationship should be healthy, successful, and prosperous. Now, I'm growing in relationships as well. Are they all on that level? No, my beloveds. The goal. This is the goal, that our relationships should be healthy, successful, and prosperous. This is why I said on the onset of this podcast is that we're not talking about cutting people loose. We're not talking about putting someone aside because, hey, this relationship isn't healthy, it's not successful, and it's not prosperous. No. Sometimes we have people in the wrong places in our life. Do you understand what I'm saying? Honestly. And so we don't cut the relationship off. Maybe we have positioned them in the wrong place in our life, perhaps for this season. Oh, yeah, yeah. Moses and his father-in-law, they actually had a period of separation. Moses received an assignment, as you know, from God. And he received the assignment while he was still, under the tutelage of his father-in-law. Yeah. So here Moses is, under the tutelage of his father-in-law, and he meets God on the backside of the mountain.
he's not only under the tutelage of his father-in-law, but he's employed by his father-in-law. He's a shepherd. He's watching over his father's sheep. And I think someone grabbed that. Moses is employed by his father-in-law to watch over his sheep. And one day while Moses is at work, God calls him to a higher place. Someone grabbed that one too. While he's working, God calls him to a higher place. And when God called him to a higher place, he had to leave his father-in-law in order to accept the assignment to go and free the children of Israel from the bondage of slavery. But here's the part where the separation came. Moses went to his father-in-law, and he respectfully said he wanted to leave. And so he did. So they were separated for a portion of their life while Moses went about taking care of his father's business. I'm talking about Heavenly Father. So there he is now. He's on an assignment, and now he has joined up with some of his closest relatives, his siblings. Moses has now joined up with his older brother and sister, Aaron and Miriam. Many of you know the story. And while Moses is going about his assignment, I'm talking about a greater assignment, the assignment of freeing the children of Israel, of having to face his enemy, which was Pharaoh. He had to face his enemy and proclaim what God said. As the story goes, the children of Israel are set free, and Moses brings them out of bondage. But guess what? When he brings them out, I want to add this. They're wealthy. They're rich. They're loaded down with generational wealth. And I believe one of the reasons that God has prompted me to begin to teach on relationships is because I sincerely see ahead that there's going to be a shift in the seasons. And I believe that we're going to be possessors of God's greater and mighty prosperity in many realms and many dimensions. A prosperity of hope, a prosperity of faith to do things that we have been afraid to step out on faith to do. I'm talking about families having an opportunity to come together. And in this coming together, God's going to release grace. I hope you're hearing me today. God's going to release grace. God's going to release mercy. There are going to be things that are going to be forgiven. Oh, wow. Thank you so much. I'm getting texts and everything in now. I see you. God's going to begin to release. We're coming into a season of release where some realities, some things that have, realities that have held us back, God's about to put some grace on those things. Oh, I hope that this is coming across. There is a season that we are approaching where we will need, it will be a requirement, it will be beneficial, it will be expeditious if we will get together and begin to work on our relationships. Because when this release comes, when this abundance is released, we don't want to have to squabble about anything. I hope you understand what I'm saying. We will not have time to squabble. God is setting us in place to begin to work on relationships. Even the wealth is being released now. And when it comes into your hands, into your family's possession, for generational wealth to be established, listen, please, this is important. We want our relationships to be healthy, successful, and prosperous. I mean this. We want our relationships to have the strength and the ability to take us where we need to go in this next season. I don't have to tell you that the world has changed. Some say the world's coming to an end. As we knew it, it already has. Listen to what I'm saying. As we knew the world, portion has ended. Everything basically is new. There's a new way of doing this, a new way of doing that, a new way of communicating. We have so much artificial intelligence right now, AI. Robots are actually performing skills that at one time it took a human being to do. But God wants us to work on our relationships, to get deeper, to go into places where we've never gone before in our relationships, even down to some of the unresolved issues. Not about bickering, but it is about coming together to talk, to communicate, and to air some differences. I'm talking about families. I'm talking about friends. This is not a time to detach yourself or to isolate yourself. Please, don't allow the enemy to trick you at this point in kingdom living. I said in this point in kingdom living, we are on the horizon of something so great and beautiful. And God is fine-tuning us, my beloveds, that when your name is called, when your address, your email, when your DM is called, when your name is placed in the right ear, in the right text, in the right letter, in the right correspondence, in the right meeting, you'll have things in divine order. Because God wants to position us, yes, so that he can bless us. I'm not telling you anything, most likely that you don't already know. I'm here to put some energy and to put some steam behind what God has already spoken to you. You're living and I'm living in a time of some of the greatest possibilities. I mean it. Some of you have stepped out into entrepreneurship. I want to encourage you. Don't give up. You have stepped out into an arena, once again, not only generational wealth, but you're setting an example. I heard a woman say that yesterday. She's an entrepreneur, and she said, I'm doing this to set an example for my children and my grandchildren. Your life can be and is an example for someone else. This is where we are, my beloveds. We're walking in a newness, and we must begin to do what? Strengthen our relationships. Our relationship with Christ, yes. Our relationships to this point. I'm going to read a short scripture to you, Philippians chapter 3. Verse 10, and it's the King James Version. It says, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. Here's another one, John 13, verses 34 and 35. This is Jesus speaking, Yeshua HaMashiach. A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, and that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are mine. You have love one to another. We're not going to be identified by the jewelry we wear, the t-shirts we wear, the slogans or the postings that we put on social media. When it comes to the reality of the times that we live in, we'll be known by the love that we show one for another. The love. One reason, because love covers a multitude of sins. Can you be a covering for someone? Yes, you can. I'm going to give you another scripture. John chapter 15, verses 4 through 5. Oh, I know this is good. Abide in me. Again, Yeshua HaMashiach speaking, Jesus the Christ. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. And no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I'm the vine. You are the branches. And he that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Relationships. Relationships for the season that is ahead of us. You know, I want to share something else with you. I would like for you to begin to notice, take note, pay attention to the small things that are going on around you. I can't really explain it all, but sometimes I have to just release and say as I receive it. And sometimes the understanding comes later. And I'm sure most of you can relate to that. There was an old saying that used to go like this: you'll understand it better by and by. So this is where I am with this, what I'm about to say to you. Pay attention to the small things. In these small things are signs and indicators of a change of season. I want you to pay attention, even closer attention. As I mentioned, I don't understand it all, but I do understand and I do know how to be attentive to the small details of life. Because these details of life that are happening now, it's taking us to a new season. And part of the new season is going to be a release of spiritual gifts, spiritual fortitude, financial wealth, relationship enhancers, so that we can build our relationship so that as the season changes, my beloved, you won't be running around trying to figure out what to do, how to gather your tribe together, as they say, how to get your village together, because we're already working on these things. We're taking them to a new dimension, a new level, because we cannot grow, nor can we even survive without relationships. In order to thrive, we need relationships. Our life, my beloved, would be meaningless, hopeless, even unhealthy without relationships. And we don't only develop relationships, but we're going to learn from God how to maintain healthy, vibrant, nourishing relationships. And again, I say it. It's not about cutting people off. We've done enough and we know it hasn't worked, because all we do is go out and garner another similar relationship and then say, I'm going to cut that person off too. It's not about that. It is about maintaining and building and growing healthy relationships. Yeah. So that we ourselves can become powerful, competent, and feel loved and accepted and valued. Wow. Thank you so much for just joining in on this podcast today. I believe to you, not just today, but tomorrow, because I believe this is manna. I believe it's bread that we can receive every day, another piece of it, another piece of it, another piece of it. And I'm going to add this. We really only know ourselves when we effectively relate to others. As we effectively relate to God, what's an effective relationship with God? Reading the Word of God, studying the Word of God, listening to the Word of God. And as we begin to understand God, we know ourselves better. Then our relationships become healthy, trusting, you know, affirming, to be able to maneuver the twists and the turns of life. Yes. And if you're going through something right now in your life, one of the twists and turns, one of the situations or circumstances that life presents, and I heard someone say yesterday, when life starts lifing, I like that. Yeah. A beautiful wise woman said that to me yesterday. Life starts lifing. When life starts lifing, guess what? Draw closer to the people that you love, because they will help you. And you know what? You'll be more empowered to maneuver through the twists and the turns of life. I know it. It'll give us an ability to face life's challenges. Yeah. I want you to know how much I love you and I appreciate you taking time from your schedule. I'm happy to see all the people that have called in. Oh, my God. We have so many people on the line as well. And we have listeners from so many countries listening. We're up to 4,700 listeners. That may not sound a lot to some other people, but for me, I want to say to God be the glory. And I also want to say thank you. Thank you for taking time to strengthen me because of the relationship that we have. Yeah, podcaster to listener. I love it. I absolutely love it. So I want to thank those that are listening right here in the United States of America country, still having a ways to grow. But we thank God for this country where he's planted us. I'm thanking God for those that are listening in Africa, specifically Liberia and Ghana. Thank you so much for listening. I see you. And I want to thank those that are listening from Japan. And I want to thank those that are listening from South Korea, Italy. Yes, we have a great listening audience in Italy, as well as the Caribbean and Jamaica. I want to say the Caribbean, but I really want to call out Jamaica. Thank you so much, Jamaica. This is a time of working on our relationships. Don't be afraid to do it. Don't be afraid to start pulling back some of the layers. Everything may not be resolved, but we're going to tighten these relationships up because God is about to release something for us that is so powerful, and we want to be in position, place, to receive it and not have to bicker about it, not have to wonder who's who, what's what, because guess what? It's going to be enough for everyone. As you are moving toward greatness, my beloved, and as I'm moving toward closing, rather you see yourself advancing or not, I want you to know that you are. I want you to know that as you're doing this, you're gaining confidence. Yeah. And confidence comes from successful experiences. That's what builds our confidence. So I want you, these people that you're in relationship with, strengthen them as they strengthen you. Strengthen their abilities as they strengthen yours. And listen at this. Accept their defects, their flaws, their weaknesses, their quirks, their idiosyncrasies as they accept yours. Oh, I love you so much. I want you to have a beautiful life, and I want you to continue to work on those relationships. I'm sending you love, peace, power, strength, healed relationships, and I want you to know the best is yet to come.
Thank you, and please join me the next time on the Dr. Lovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platform. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity.